Good morning, everyone. On the Takeaway, we begin in the Gulf, the oil spill. There's nothing really new to report there. The gusher continues. I think it was Dan Gross on this program on Monday who said, the Newsweek Economist reporter fellow, our dear friend, who said that there's going to be all kinds of economic problems associated with the Gulf, but not for lawyers. Did you know that?
Yes.
The failure of the engineers to contain BP's oil has become frustrating for the people of the Gulf, even as it has become an opportunity for those lawyers. Yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder announced the government has opened both civil and criminal investigations into the oil rig explosion and spill.
We will closely examine the actions of those involved in this spill. If we find evidence of illegal behavior, we will be extremely forceful in our response.
Response, sure, but there are important and complex issues that need to be settled before the response can even be envisioned.
Well, I mean, what situation is that not true of?
Well, no, but I mean, there are issues of forensics here, cause Absolutely. Specifics, to find fault, to
Timeline.
Assess damages, indeed, to say nothing of assigning responsibility for the cleanup operation itself, which may continue for decades.
Yeah.
We're here once again with John Schwartz, the national legal correspondent for our partner in the New York Times. Hello once again, John.
Hey there.
Also, Stanley Alpert, an environmental attorney working in New York. He's the former chief environmental prosecutor in New York City and just the kind of lawyer who would take up a case like we're talking about. Stanley Alpert, there's more than one case here, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Well, you've got both government enforcement and private lawsuits.
And in terms of government enforcement, John Schwartz, lay out the distinction between what would be civil penalties, civil prosecution versus criminal prosecution.
Well, under the Clean Water Act, which the Oil Pollution Act is a part of that, there's an array of options, either if they were negligent or knowing, or if they knowingly endangered people, and there are civil penalties on civil remedies. The criminal remedies would make a lot of sense if you can identify an individual who did bad acts or who lied to the government, and you can put them in prison and really punish them for it. In terms of the overall benefit to the government, to society, under these schemes, you do far better actually under the civil penalties. Because, John talked about the $75 million cap.
That's the legislative liability cap that stems from the Exxon Valdez that Congress is already talking about trying to raise or remove entirely. Let's get a response from John Schwartz there. You said at the top of the hour that the bar is lower than we might think for criminal penalties and criminal prosecution. Can you explain?
Well, remember first, the $75 million cap was put there to keep companies from being bankrupted under normal circumstances. It creates a cap, but that cap can be waived under conditions of gross negligence or even a finding that that regulations that are germane or relevant to the accident were violated, safety regulations, stuff like that. And so it's not it's far from impossible to lift that cap. But even then, the $75 million doesn't apply to cleanup costs. It doesn't limit tort lawsuits. It doesn't affect – it only affects these payouts for economic loss under the Oil Pollution Act. So the $75 million cap gets a huge amount of attention, but there's going to be a lot more money flowing past
it. Interesting. Well, John Schwartz is speaking there, national legal correspondent for the New York Times. Stanley Alpert is an environmental attorney working in New York. To both of you, there's a given the scale of this, the government's already calling it the worst environmental catastrophe in U.S. history, maybe not the worst spill on the planet, but the worst in U.S. history. I mean, given that, there's a kind of a 9/11 logic that comes into play here, I'm wondering. We're going to find people, we're going to put them in jail, we're going to assess all sorts of fines, but now the Gulf is despoiled for possibly a generation. Like 9/11, shouldn't we be much more worried on the prevention side of this than, seeking damages and dragging people off to jail once the oil starts pumping itself into the Gulf, Stanley?
Well, in the Gulf, the immediate priority has to be stopping it. The larger priority for our country is to get an energy policy.
John Schwartz, what would you think about that?
Well, I think, too, you've got to look to the processes that and procedures that get left aside when something like this happens. You've got to look at this the way we look at our other big disasters like Challenger and Columbia and say, there's rarely one guy who flipped the wrong switch at the wrong time, but there can be integral problems to the system that need to be corrected. And that's where energy policy comes in, that's where regulation comes in, and that's where companies' own a hard look at their own policies comes in.
Stanley Alpert, though, when we're talking about an oil spill of this magnitude and in terms of its effect on generations, fishermen who have to sell their boats and go into another line of business, families who can no longer use their beachfront property, that seems to me like completely unlimited liability once you get into the civil arena. That where do you end in terms of paying someone for a loss of a way of life or a loss of a business?
Well, those are things that are evaluated by the courts, and it is true that BP's liability here is tremendous. I should mention one more thing. Everything John said is absolutely correct. There's one thing to add, which is that the government has the ability to seek civil penalties, which are, typically you talk about $32,000 per day, but in the case of oil spills under the Clean Water Act, you actually have $1,100 maximum per barrel of oil spilled. And if you do the math on that, you're talking somewhere between $20 and $60 million a day that the government could potentially seek in civil penalties against BP.
All right. Those are great numbers, and it sounds like, the bloodlust for getting BP is satisfied in that situation, but it's already lost 40% of its market cap on the stock market, continuing to sell off. It estimates its costs out of pocket right now at $1 billion. I mean, we could be at a point in a matter of weeks where BP is, bought by the government or Exxon or some other company, or is basically bankrupt. John Schwartz, what do we do then?
Well, if it becomes a takeover candidate, then some other oil company takes it over and it's business as usual. If these companies rarely fold up and go away, especially ones that have an income stream the way the oil companies do.
Stanley Alpert, what about BP?
John, these guys are not going bankrupt. They had $240 billion in revenue in 2009. This is chump change. The government can hit them as hard as they want and soak in the private. Now, the private law
well, then,
make
well, then hold
overtime.
On. If it's chump change, they can use that to buy the best lawyers and stretch this out for decades,
Look
right?
Look at what Exxon did on Valdez. They stretched it out for decades. That's what they'll try to do.
Is that
of
the
course,
big...
My point wasn't bankruptcy, but takeover target.
Right. What about bankruptcy, John Schwartz?
Well, it is unlikely when you've got a revenue stream like this, but once the stock gets to a certain price, somebody might try a run at them.
Is the takeaway here and the thing that people in the Gulf should be most concerned about, John Schwartz, that this is a replay of the Exxon Valdez situation where it was played out for decades, delayed in the courts?
The thing people should be most concerned about is that it's so much like Exxon Valdez without much progress toward a better way to fix it.
All right, John Schwartz, national legal correspondent for the New York Times. Stanley Alpert, environmental attorney working in New York, former chief environmental prosecutor in New York. Thanks so much.